$53 million in debt, he says, Kanye West.
Yeah, he's starting his T-shirt line, which apparently takes 53 mil to get off the ground.
No kidding. It's a T-shirt. Wow. So, I mean, it reminds you of that old joke about, well, the T-shirts are 10,000 a piece, so how many do you got to sell? Not many, you know. I mean, wow. $53 million. So he goes to the store, buys a bunch of Fruit of the Looms, and then gives it the Kanye treatment, I guess.
I guess screen print, ink probably costs some money.
Oh,
these
the
days.
Ink, is,
the ink is expensive.
Hey, ask us in the newspaper business.
Yeah.
Ink is expensive stuff. Anyway, Joe Holloman here on the Big 550 KTRS, filling in for John Carney, who announced today that he's coming back next week. So I know all his fans are happy to hear that, and I'm happy to hear that as well. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to talk to Bozzy Kanani from ABC News about travel to Cuba, which if you're like me, because I guess for years we couldn't go there, it's one of the places I desperately want to visit. But right now, we're going to talk about something a little closer to home. Coming up next week, on February 24th to be exact, is the first Light Up St. Louis, and Electricians Union, Illuminating Engineers Society, Lighting Designers, several groups that we'll get to, are going to spotlight, literally, several St. Louis buildings. And to talk about that, let's welcome Rick Fisher from Randy Burkett Lighting Design. Rich, thanks.
No problem, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Now, I have talked with you folks earlier in my career about lighting the arch, but give us an idea of what Light Up is, other than putting just lights on stuff.
Well, Light Up St. Louis is meant to sort of engage the public and sort of shine a light, pun intended there, on the architectural heritage and history of the city, and sort of bring to life at night things that we see every day that make the city great that we might not recognize as much as we do things like the arch. So it's meant to bring attention to those and renew focus on all of the parts that make downtown and the city of St. Louis so fantastic, and use light to help showcase that.
Well, and you mentioned the arch, and I do believe it is just one of the most phenomenal designed objects in the world, and it's gorgeous, but I like it even better lit at night. I find it to be quite dramatic. And what I like about this, there are four locations that are going to be lit up for this first one. Broadway Office Interiors at 2100 block of Locust. There is the Grand Avenue Metrolink Shelter, which is a striking shelter. Picnic Island in Forest Park. And the Pierre Laclede statue at City Hall. I'm hoping, and I would hope that you selected these, because these are worthwhile from a design architecture standpoint. But a lot of these are things that a lot of St. Louisans probably don't even know exist.
That's exactly right. So there, we wanted to have a sort of cross-section of locations to sort of focus on. And we wanted them to be things that we don't see every day. And 2115 Locust Street, Broadway Office Interiors Building, is a sort of perfect example of the great sort of red brick manufacturing, old original manufacturing buildings throughout downtown. You know, the Metrolink is a great sort of thing that a lot of people don't, you know, necessarily notice, especially at Grand Avenue, because you're below road level when you're on Metrolink. And Picnic Island, again, just sort of off the basin. And the Pierre Laclede Monument, which, having grown up here, I never really noticed what it was or sort of paid much attention to it until we really got into this event. And obviously it made sense having something that really sort of emphasizes St. Louis with the founder of the city and lighting that up. So we did. It was a focus on wanting to be downtown as much as possible, to definitely be within the city boundaries, but to pick things that we wouldn't necessarily traditionally celebrate, and wanting to celebrate those.
Well, and most people, I was talking earlier, I think about 75% of the people don't even know there is a Pierre Laclede statue in St. Louis. So the idea of that, everybody kind of knows there's a U.S. Grant statue kind of in front there because it's right on the corner. But right. The Pierre Laclede one is kind of lost in the shuffle. But now tell me about when it comes to lighting. I mean, I guess, you know, I would think, well, yeah, I could light that. I just get a bunch of spotlights and shine it on there. Clearly there's more to it than that.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And there are around 200 or so professional lighting professionals within the city. Most of them fall within two organizations in terms of membership, the Illuminating Engineering Society or the International Association of Lighting Designers. And that covers a broad spectrum of lighting designers, architects, manufacturers, sales representatives, including contractors, which also ties into the Electric Connection, who's one of our big sponsors. They've been a big help in this project. And all of these people spend all of their time and the majority of their time developing lighting solutions for problems or for buildings and locations to meet certain guidelines, whether that be budget or light pollution, safety, or just sort of aesthetic enhancement of them. So that's what all of us do, you know, throughout the day, and it just seemed to be an event that we could all get behind to sort of take that and give that back in a sort of more visible, noticeable way than maybe what we do every day.
You said safety just there, and that's kind of what you do. Got to take into effect lighting when you're talking about safety. But I know for a fact that when I'm downtown and I see an area that's lit up or that's artistically lit up, I automatically feel safe because why would they light up, you know, a bad part of town, to make it look nice and whatever. So I've taken a look at some of the places that you guys are lighting up. Like, I didn't know what the Pierre Laclede statue was. I didn't know what Picnic Island was in Forest Park. There's a cool little bridge there. And the Grand Metrolink station. I'm going to drive around and look at these things because I think that is something that's sorely lacking in St. Louis is, you know, after everybody leaves downtown for the day, everybody shuts the lights off and kind of forgets about it until 8 a.m.
Right.
When everybody goes back to work.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I know, Rick, when it comes to that, I mean, you got a lot of great comments about when the arch gets lit. It just adds a newness to things that have been around forever.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's, like I said, we want to do a little bit of both of the things both of you guys mentioned, and that is draw attention, add some energy, make people feel safe, downtown with everything that's been going on, that it is a safe place to be, and lighting can enhance that. You see these, a big dark building and with big recesses for, these old windows and architecture. And, by adding some artistic lighting to that, it can enhance the building. The building looks nicer. You feel safer. It feels more comfortable within that. So there's two layers within that that we always try to bring to every project and as much so with this project. But safe lighting doesn't necessarily have to mean we just make things really bright. We can do that in a nuanced, really aesthetic, designed manner and still provide safety.
Well, I think people are good. People love it. I've seen your work. Also, the guys from the IBW and the NECA will be there to help you out. So
absolutely, yeah. I mean, contractors are a huge part of every project to make sure it's safe, right. Not only for us but for the public. So they're a great part of this event.
All right, Rick Fisher from Randy Briquette Lighting Design. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, and a reminder, that's the evening of February 24th. So that is a week from tomorrow, 1 week from Wednesday. The four locations, and there'll be something up at stltoday.com on my column, Joe's St. Louis, later today with a little more detail. All right, you're listening to the KTRS, Big 550. I'm Joe Holloman, filling in for John Carney. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.